That's this test. That's the final, right? Okay, so let's start with Rosh Hashanah. I will usually take attendance, but I didn't get my attendance sheet. It's not very smart of me. Downstairs somewhere. Okay, so let's start with Rosh Hashanah. I will usually take attendance, but I didn't get my attendance sheet. That's not very smart of me. Downstairs somewhere.
Backwards.
If you like to grab
the
chokes, it was like being. The Rosh Hashanah began already. That's the time of Rosh Hashanah, way before Rosh Hashanah. Well, the menorah called the custom to get up early to say Slichas time for a Shkodesh Elul. This is the custom of the Sfarish. What's special about Elul? Well, Elul is a time, 40 days, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Hashem to beseech for forgiveness for the Jewish people after the Chet HaEgel. And in fact, forgiveness was granted. And therefore, it's a propitious time for all of us to achieve atonement, especially for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the country. Yom Kippur is there, Kapara, precisely because that's the culmination of those 40 days when Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu that I'll forgive Klal Yisrael for the Chet HaEgel, and therefore the 40 days leading up to it from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippur, those are the 40 days which are especially appropriate for Kapara. Incidentally, the word Elul, although it's really a Babylonian word, it doesn't do anything, is used by the Farshim to mean many different things. The most famous of which is, Vidodi Li. And the last four letters, Yud, come to 40. 40 days in the first part of Shalosh Yom Kippur. And once we talk about Elul, there are other things. For example, it says, Tshuva, U'mol Hashem Elokecha, Es Levavcha, Ve'es Levav Zarecha. Es Levavcha, Ve'es Levav, but again, Elul. And another one, it says in the Megillah, Mishloach Manos, Ish L'Re'eu U'matas Lav Yonim. Again, Elul. These are references to tefillah and tshuva and tzedakah, respectively. Who knows if you say that anyone in the Rhyme? Tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah, not even Israel Alex there. There are others, elves. It says, near Miklat, it says in the Torah, V'alokim, ina liyado v'samti l'chamakom. Dino Yod of Asanti Lakha is again Elul. If somebody did something wrong, so Asanti Lakha Lakha, I shall give you a place where you can find refuge in Elul. You need a wall that I don't know about. We have four different Rosh Hashanahs for Elul. These are all hints of Ramazans. This is the custom of the Sparrow. Any Sfaradim here? Don't take Stilas yet? No. I don't understand. Don't take Stilas yet?
Yeah.
Your father didn't have a Yud. Your father takes Stilas. So you probably go to shul. What are they doing? They do it at midnight or do it early in the morning? Early in the morning. You go there early and they say Stilas. The whole politics, you're not going to believe this. The whole politics of changing the clock in Israel is about this. They change the clock, that's supposed to Shabbos. In Israel. You know about that? It's all to do with sticks. I'm not kidding around, it's all this thing. Yeah. Put the spot and say this way, compromises back and forth. Do I get a brother? Do I get a blade? It's so complex. All to do with sticks. With all the craziness of Israel, the clock change depends upon sleepers. You know, that something is not so bad. And something is right still about the little state of ours. Alright? Okay. So in fact, when should Slivas be said? Oh, so first of all, Rambam says our custom is not that way. In Ashkenaz, for Shkodesh El, we start Lok Shof. So Shof, we have the Shachris every day. And we say the David. After the Shachris and after Myron. Shof until the day before Rosh Hashanah. And the David until Shemini Atzeres. Both. Shachris and Ma'ariv, or Muslim and Ma'ariv is appropriate. We start as the second day of Rosh Chodesh. Start the first, and we start the second. When do we say Slichas? Everybody knows. Slichas is said 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. Only one thing. Depends when Rosh Hashanah falls out. If Rosh Hashanah, Thursday, this is 4 days before. What 4 days? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. If you don't call that Shavuot out, if but we always have a custom to always want to start the same day of the week. We always start Sunday. Sunday being the custom in many places, you start Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Menucha, Ki Menucha Tchila. And the first Kizmah, though. We'll discuss what Kizmah is later. So, it's a year like this. Shun is what? On Monday. Correct? Monday night, right? Correct? Alright. 3 weeks from today is Rosh Hashanah. Right? It's Monday and Tuesday. So we start again on Sunday. So how many things do we have to see it? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all for Shabbos, and then Sunday. 7 days of sleepers. In the freaky years, like last year, when Rosh Hashanah came out on Tuesday, or Pesach on Sunday, because Rosh Hashanah was 2 days after Pesach, you know about that? At Vashgar, the whole business there. So then, you say sleepers a total of 8 days before Rosh Hashanah. If Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, it's those are figurative correct. So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. 6 days. So either 4, 6, 7, or 8. Yes.
6 is the
Father? No. 4, 6, 7, or 8 days before Rosh Hashanah. Actually double. 4 days is double. So I don't know. Those who have to get up early think that the good years are the best years are first on Thursday. The best years. Then only 4 days. The hardest year is the freaky year, but Rosh Hashanah Tuesday. This is about almost as hard. Almost as hard because it's 7 days. Look, we should have to be lucky. Saturday after Rosh Chodesh, so don't complain.
Always
on Sunday. Now the question of course becomes, why must it be 4 days? Why 4 days? Where did that come from? So here are two opinions. Some say that on Rosh Hashanah, the pasuk says, "Vasisem olam." You need to craft an olam. You need to bring in a sacrifice. Rosh Hashanah, vasisem olam. Or I should say, you can make yourself into a carbon. You make yourself into a carbon. And it says to the Gemara, the carbon has to be checked 4 days before you offer it. You know this is for Pesach. Pesach, it says to the Torah, "Ve'asara lachodesh hazeh." Can't they listen? And take a carbon. And they check it for 4 days. Right. 11, 12, 13, and 14. They offer it on the 14th. Right. So you do. You have to check yourself for 4 days. You need at least a minimum of 4 days of slips. That's where 4 days come from. You want to make a distinction of the years, so you always start on a Sunday. So on a Sunday, you're guaranteed that 4 days. Guaranteed. The minimum. That's one opinion. Other views said a different shot. Really, really, there was a custom to fast 10 days of Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Only problem is you can't fast for 10 days. It's impossible. Why? There are 4 out of those 10 days when you're not committed to fast. Do one of the 4. Today's Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, and
Erev
Yom Kippur. You have to eat. So therefore, they want to make it up. How do you make it up? It's the fast 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. 4 plus 6 is 10. And since they wanted to say Slichah, so 4 days they were fasting, as well as Aseret Yemei Teshuva. That's where the 4 days come. Those are the 2 reasons found in Mishnah Berurah. The Vilna Gaon is another reason, yes? Another 2 days. The Vilna Gaon is a different chapter. It says, the world was created on the 25th day of Elul. Rosh Hashanah is the birthday of Adam. Adam was born Rosh Hashanah. But the world was created in Elul, 25th day, Lulachesh. So we say Slichas on the time the world was created. Only one problem. What's the problem? The obvious problem. You missed by one. Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday, right? You're off by one. It's obvious. Well, Yom HaKadosh, Shenish, Tishir, Yom HaKadoshi, Shishi, was that a member of Adam? Obviously, their father is before Adam. So, when Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday, you start on Sunday, you're missing a day. Don't think I'll ask that question. You know the answers? Well, it's 5 days before the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And what that means. That's his reason. Okay. Good. Anyway, that's the custom of Ashkenazim to start on Sunday. Alright. When should Slichas be recited? What part of the day? Or night? Shulchan Aruch says, it says, Slichas ba'ashmores. Get up ashmores. Why ashmores? So the I'm going to say, that means Sofa Laila, at the end of the night, which is the time of Ace Ratzon. That's the Ace Ratzon. So when does it begin? When does the end of the night begin? At the midpoint of the night. What's the midpoint of the night? Midnight. What is midnight? Well, it doesn't mean 12 o'clock. Midnight is the middle of the night. The night starts from sunset and then sunrise, we assume. Something along those lines. And therefore, the midpoint between sunset and sunrise, that's called midnight. We are on daylight savings time. Therefore, midnight is much closer to 1 o'clock. I believe midnight is around approximately 5 to 1 at the present time. By the time we get around to St. Sleepless, which is when? A week from Monday Shabbos, correct? A week from Monday Shabbos, St. Sleepless. By that time already, it'll be even a little bit earlier. Well, maybe, I don't know, 2, I looked it up. I don't know exactly what it is. Until then, you're not supposed to say Sleepless. The Shari Tshuva, written here in the volume, quote the Maram Zakuta. I don't know, it's Sephardic, I don't know what it is. Maram Zakuta, who says that in some place they said sleepers, the Arvis, at night, Yishtaka Adova, says to be completely eliminated. A royal Ahasbid, you give a Vidas, Kiyabes Rosal. The centerpiece of Slichas, as we will see soon, is the Shlosha Trei Midot, the 13 attributes of divine mercy, and they're only supposed to be said at the time of mercy, which is at night, and not, which is after midnight, not before midnight. So much so, Vayoshev Shom Be'ez Sh'omrim, if you happen to be in the minyan, and they're saying the Yud Gimel Midos Slichas at night, Yeshev V'yido, just be quiet. Oh, Yomaram is Morid. We say that the Piyutim. But the Yud Gil Amidas is Tidus, and the Yud Gil Amidas cannot say. Bidu you can say. Bidu you can say. Fine. He's very, very much against saying sleepers. At night before midnight. Extremely against it. He doesn't even quote the whole lot of it. There's a man called Babadi Yosef. Have you know him? Have you heard of him? Rakhamavadya, he has a Jewish table called a Yechavedah. It's his radio program. He used to speak on the radio on every year of Shabbos. He put his things in a book, 6 volumes of it. And there he writes that, quotes from Maram Zakuta, that someone who says Slichas before midnight is called a Kotek Benetios. Literally, that means he's chopping down trees. It's a special tree. Heretical, disaster. He the Shari Shiva sort of thought it a little bit, didn't call that part. Yechavedas, if you want to look it up, down here. Chelek Aleph Sin Nevav. The minute calls, you have to stop it. My Rebbe, so the Beit Yitzchak on the Rav, for many years, called the same thing. It's terrible to have sleepless at night, before midnight, a terrible, terrible thing. Disaster. The Moshe, this is the part of the Rav, and Nikos Moshe, right, it's not so terrible, you can't help it, it's stuck. Or a Chayim, Kelech Bey, Simon Kupe, Shabbat Kagon, all the Lower East Side, people couldn't get up early in the morning, they had a big love. So they said Slichas at night. Even the Rav, the part of the Rav, who was so much against it all the years, they are very old, they couldn't get up early, he also said Slichas at night, and then the Yeshiva also said it at night, in some parts. With the dominion, etc. But I'm still a purist. I think it's very wrong to have sleepers at night. Because that's the story. And these are the story which are the Sifre, I don't know how to say it, the Kubala, the people who know what's supposed to know about these things. You know? If you're talking about something which is pure nigla, purely rational, so then you can argue. But this, the whole sleepers is up to we call it Hector or Lumpus, otherwise, Lyonim. We have to ask the experts on the study, they say you can't say sleepers before consults. Hatzlichus. You can't be Yugimel Midas. Yugimel, that's the centerpiece of Sfira. That's the whole of Sfira, is Yugimel Midas. And therefore, it's an hour to say before Chatzos. So it's a very bad thing, because it's some shul they do it at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, even 12 o'clock, it's all wrong. Yeah.
It's about like in the day.
Oh. Look. So ideally, it's supposed to say the sleep is Bashmoros. What does Bashmoros mean? According to the Shulchan Aruch, it means before dawn. What is dawn? Dawn is, either 72 or 90 minutes before the sun rises. That's very early. Even though now we happen to have daylight savings time, so it's a little bit later than it would otherwise be. Sunrise is now after 6. I'm not sure exactly what time after 6. Anyone know? No one looked forward to see the sunrise. Beautiful sun on the East River. No one know what to see. You saw it. What was it? 6 something, no? No idea. It was flying. Oh, wow. Well, you saw it at a different hour. Okay. You should go see right after the test, no? Okay. So the dawn is way before. Dawn is before 5 o'clock, in all likelihood. It's not the 72 or 90 flat. It's 72 or 90 relative minutes, depending upon the time of the year, depends upon the latitude. We're north of Jerusalem, so it's a little bit longer. I'm not going into every detail right now. So it's very early. There's almost nobody that I know in America who says Slichas before that time. I don't know anybody. Do you know people who say Slichas before 5 o'clock in the morning? Almost nobody. Yeah, except those guys down at 5:30, so they have to down at 5 just to, for their regular schedules. America is not a country where we like to get up early. Can I tell you? They didn't have electric lights in those days, so they didn't have televisions. They didn't have in those days, they went to sleep at dark and they got up at light. Finished. They got up and it was light, that was it. As soon as the sun came up, way before dawn, they were up ready. So yeah, they got up a little bit early. If you get up at 9 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is, the moment you get up and sleep, it's crazy. 4:30 in the morning, sleeps. Nuts. Speak to a Europe Shi'ib. You know what that means? The European Jew will tell you, oh, he remembers the one with the lantern, Slichas. And many of them will tell you, they want Slichas. They went every day with a lantern to go learn. Bar Palma used to call it, before the dawn even rose. That was in Europe. There was no football, no good shows, no TV. When it got dark, they went to sleep. They woke up with the crack of dawn. That's a life. And he'll be sleeping by now. It's already, yes? So the problem is, none of us do what's right. So first of all, it seems to me, just to justify a little bit, that at least those people who say Slichas before sunrise, maybe there's a justification for them. I dispute that, I glossed over it briefly before. How do you measure all the hours of the day? You measure from sunrise to sunset, or from dawn till the stars come out, dawn till three stars come out. Sometime after the sunset. It's a big dispute. So here the same dispute exists how you measure the night. Is the night from sunset to sunrise? Or is it from the time the stars come out until dawn? And the difference would be, when is the Ashmoras over? Hosts assume that Ashmoras is over at Alos HaShachar at dawn. The Vilna Gaon says no. The Ashmoras is over at sunrise. So therefore, if someone is asleep at least before sunrise, at least it's better. And that doesn't help much of most of us. Sunrise is 6 something. Most people don't even say sleep that early. Yeah, many more. Let's say if someone is about at 6:30, so this is being a late Rosh Hashanah, late sleepers, so it could be a late there is. I don't know, it could be, I don't know what the money is exactly. So. Anyone do a cards here? But if you do, you'll see how sunrise and sunset. What it is exactly now, I think it's... I don't venture a guess. It's 6 something. So it could be that they make it before the sun rises, at least in some minyanim. What about most of us? We dive in 7:30. See, it's not even later than that. It's just 7 o'clock. Later, that's way after the sun rises. So what kind of business is that? So the answer is yes. Ideally, the sniffle should be said before sunrise and even more ideally before dawn. But if you say it by day, after the sun rises, it's not so bad. It's not the best time, but it's not so bad. If you say it at night, before midnight, that's terrible. Hamavadya, in that Shuvah, was concerned that people could get up early in the morning. What should they do? With the following idea. He said, say Slichas Mincha Marifa. Mincha Marifa? He proves that it's alright to say Slichas, even what he calls Ben Ashmashas, in the twilight zone between upon the stars. The sun sets and the stars come out, or at least what he calls 13 and a half minutes, he says, after the sun sinks beneath the horizon. He began a little bit living in New York. He proves it from Minhag Sfar, which says Yud Gimel Midas every single day by Mincha. I don't know if anyone is on the Sfar. Every single day, they class a Bidu, you know, by Minhag Shabbos and by Mincha, and they say Yud Gimel Midas because of Minyan. How can they do it? It's already very often after the sun sets, so they finish. The answer is Ben Ashmashes is still called, it's not called night for this purpose. But at the same time, you can say the sleepless then. Once a case in Riverdale, one of my balabaka couldn't down with me because he decided again, he wasn't able to come at that hour. He very much wanted to say sleepless, he answered the committee at night, he said absolutely not. He down in a different shul. But the shul said sleepless at night. I said, so you can't do that either. So why don't go over to the rabbi and tell him, you know what? If you say sleepless, if you mincha narav time, you probably got a bigger minion. But you know, people it's not so late. So he said, okay. So for a few years running, because of my balabas, one balabas sent the whole minion to change it to do it properly. Instead of saying at 9 o'clock sleepless, they came to shul, and what time is it? 7 o'clock is mincha, whatever it is. They got a minion, but then they said sleepless, and they got a narav. Great. Accomplished a lot of good things. First of all, he said Slichas at a pretty decent time. Second of all, he davened Marav at a better time. Better davened Marav a little bit after. Something that Krishna could be said at the proper time. So by taking the Slichas, and say took him 25 minutes of Slichas. So by the time they finished that, it was ready time for Marav. So it was Gewaldig. The Balabas stopped davening there. And then he retired, and they davened Marav again. And then they went back their old way, and they davened 9 o'clock Slichas. I think it's terrible. Yes?
That's the
thing to remind me
before
sunrise.
Before sunrise.
Before sunrise. Right. What about, like, what do you do? What do you do, like, the earliest time that you can, like... Oh, the yeshiva guys do that. Why you get a minute, if you want to know, maybe she has a special van service. Why you, when's the last van service? 12:30? 12. Maybe a little bit early. So we have to get a van back, that's the problem. They say sleep the rest of the yeshiva every night at Chatzos. That's like 12:50, 12:40 something, depending on who's getting there a little bit earlier. So, if you want to make a special dance service, you have to make a little special piece in the back. They sleep at 12:45, let's say, finish around 1:15, and then go home. But they have a diary at 10 o'clock. They say unattached 22. You do the same thing that's going to Shabbos. Everybody does that. Not everybody, but almost all Jews have a custom that first sleepless, they don't wait until Sunday morning. They say about the Shabbos, unconnected to anything. Shabbos, the minister, the rabbis, the next book. They say sleepless, 12:30, 12:40, whatever it is at night. So there are those who regret that too. The Yekas don't do that. They say sleepless Sunday morning. What kind of business is admitting America? You know, they have to pay the chazon. You know about that? Oh, are you kidding? See, but you're too young. You read the story of the Lower East Side. You're from Europe, yeah. The super fancy chazan. Went to a big choir and with proper fancy slichas. Spent the good name with the whole shebang. Saturday night at midnight. I'm sorry to say there were certain places, you're not going to believe this, where they had a three sneakers bowl. They do not. They want to make sure there's something to have sneakers about. You know, make sure there's something that has to do with it. They have Shabbat about. They had a dance, then they had a dance sneakers. I'm not kidding. It really existed in some places, believe it or not. Baruch Hashem, that doesn't exist anymore. But midnight sneakers on first day, it's commonplace. But why you? We do it every single night that way. In the basement. Yes?
Can you say it by
yourself? Here's the irony. If you want to say it by yourself, you can say it anytime. But if you say it by yourself, you cannot say it using the Levitas in the Dominion. But once you're saying it by yourself, you don't even need this. Then you can say it anytime. Of course, it's better to say it. If you get it, but it's made the 29th future. No, I doubt it. What did I say?
Do they have a minion?
No, they have a minion. No, they have a minion. Maybe they say it at 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm not going to sleep. Ladies, you're not going to sleep. So I don't get it. If you want to do it, you can do it at the right time. No, then you can say anytime you want. Anytime. I guess you get the best of the sailors when you come in the morning before Shabbos. Yes? It's between this and March. If you finish, you give me this within 15 minutes or so, 20 minutes is the latest, after the sunset. Usually not a problem. Especially in the sleepers before the sun, for sure. After, because in a sense, we chose a little bit longer.
For the first night, and most people
would go around. For the first night, the 10th, Shul of the Mafnisei Rachmim. Regish, right? Mafnisei Rachmim, Mafnisei Rachamenel, Zebal Rachmim, something like that. You ask the angels to bring in your mercy before God. My Rebbe told me you can't say it, so I don't say it. Only God saves it, because again, they don't wait for the sleepers, and they're way ahead of me, but I skipped them on these around. So that gives me a little bit of a few extra seconds to catch up there. And then you don't get it. And the but they often are lengthy paragraphs along those lines. From just right around on these around, and I skipped that too. Oh, Hashem. So they don't have to wait for this stuff. You see, it comes at hand. So I don't say this stuff. What? Because you're like praying to the intermediary, you're praying to the Machnisi Rachmin. You know, the Rambam says, one day you can remember, you don't do that. When? For Chuni L'Sholem, right? I don't say that either. What else? What else? What else? There's one other place that Nilo is saying. I'm forced to say I'm the Baal Tfilah for Nilo. I don't want to make the whole tumult. I say it, but I don't really mean it. It says, Malachi Rachmin. Something or other. Alachei Rachma Mishor say Elio Chalu No Nei Daru something. Ulai Ochlus Amani Vyevin Ulai Rachim. So when we say it regularly because I just skip the first 8 words. I said Ulai Ochlus. But when I'm the Chaz of Vanila, the Birnbaum Mamzer points out that there were some who didn't want to say it. They turned the whole thing around. I said Galgel Olay. Oh no, another thing for Vanila. Sorry that. Nida Sarachmi Molenu is Galgali. That's the one. That's why I mixed up. That's the one that's in Nida. So the verb of Mamal is suddenly to say, Galgel Olenu Nida Sarachamev. So you talk to Hashem to invoke the Rachmi. That's certainly allowed. But to speak to a Nida Sarachmi, some say it's not really right. Yes?
So what are those words doing?
I don't know. Apparently there was some Gedolin who felt that it's okay. So I don't quibble. Telling you that they're a controversial man. When you go to the seven, they don't dive into the mace. They dive into Hashem to give you what you want and the merit of those first two dogs. It's a big difference. Okay, we now begin this laws of the fields of Aseret Sameshu. Instead of Akela Kodesh, what do you say? Anyone knows this? No? Amela Kodesh. If you blew it, what do you have to do? Diving all over again. And there's no shtick over here. It says when it comes to Masha Baruch and Baruch HaGashem, the person is afraid to forget. So what do? You do, it says in the Pesukim, right. And if, after 30 days, we assume he probably got it right. Before that, we assume we got it wrong. So, shit. The Masara, Shmiyatari, they say 90 times. Masha, you know, you start, let's see, Machaya, Mesa, Matar, Ramal, Shia, Masha, Ruach, Mordagosh. You establish a new pattern in your mind, you reprogram yourself, in the modern term. And then now in your own mind, when you say the words, Machaya, Mesa, Matar, Ramal, Shia, so instinctively, what are you going to say? Masha, Ruach, Mordagosh. All the same Talmud, all the same Rav, you can reprogram these things. He can't do it. Why not? But the guy sit down there, Rosh Hashanah night, and say 90 times, HaMelech HaKadosh. Doesn't work. Why? Because it's Baruch Atah Hashem, HaMelech HaKadosh. So you say Hashem, Hashem, really, Hashem, Hashem, about Talmud 90 times. So you say Hashem, it doesn't program you. Because you can say the real thing then. So there's no way to do it. Sorry. The best way is to get into a mazer instead of a siddur. A siddur, you know, it says, Akel HaKadosh HaMelech HaKadosh, and your mind is wandering, so you sort of say the wrong one. Use a mazer. I always try, if I get a mazer, even a plain regular chakras, or Mincha Ma'ariv, I try to get a little bit of a mazer, just for this reason. I can dive a chakras from a mazer, so you know, Mincha Ma'ariv, I know I'm going to remember HaMelech HaKadosh. But I tell you, my mind, I also wander, like everybody else, you try to concentrate, and once in a while you forget. It's better than that from a mazer. You can still do it. The mind can wander from the text and you say by heart. And all right, makes it greater, increases your chance of getting it right. That's the biggest one, another HaKadosh. Okay, I go back to the very beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. However, there are other things. What are other things? HaMelech HaMishpat, to the big four, right? Zachreinu, Michamoka, So, with the Sefer Chaim. Those four, if you forget, you don't go back. Those five, even HaMelech HaMishpat, we pass and you don't go back. Only HaMelech HaKadosh can go back. If you remember Toch Kedei Dibur, he said, Akel HaKadosh, you remember right away. Within the time it takes to say three or four words, you want to go, whoops. What do you say? Just correct yourself. HaMelech HaKadosh. You want to correct yourself? Just those two words. Baruch Atah Hashem HaKadosh, whoops, HaMelech HaKadosh. Okay. And you correct yourself right away. Shabbos. We say HaMelech HaKadosh Shein Kamo in the Magen Avos in the school named Sheva. Okay. Well, it's a number of customs that we don't have. One, people daven Shmoneh Esrei bent over for Shana Yom Kippur. We don't do that. We daven the regular way. Some of the customs daven out loud. Terrible custom. Remember, I only had it once in my life. I was a Talmud of Karen Biavnik. It was back many, many years. And the guy next to me decided to have this custom of establishing my Israel out. He says it post him, and it's nothing to worry about a guy mixing up because everyone has a mouse in front of him. I was so hopelessly disoriented. The guy's dominating full voice right next to me. With my mouse, I was going for Zuyus. I couldn't concentrate. I moved my seat. It's terrible. Don't do it. It's very, very terrible. Okay. Right after that dinner, about talking out loud, which the Mishnah Shemanara. Foods, I thought we should do it. The famous reading is found. Ephesus was friend of Shana Tomati Kase. What was that? Shana Tomati Kase, we have to admire the first Irish children. What do you say for a woman? What do you say? Tikasevi. You know how it goes. Tikasevu, Tikasevu, Tikasevu. Whatever it is, that's what you're supposed to say. Other sages, the chasev is say chasevi. It's a big dispute. Our custom is to say it that way. Those who follow the Vilna Gaon and the Ramah don't say it that way. Most people say it, chasev is say chasevi. Both. What are they fighting about? Oh, the fight. It says in the Gemara that tzaddikim gemurim mechtavim menechtavim li'alto l'chayim. That perfect tzaddikim are both written and sealed on Rosh Hashanah for life. Only the average guys, they have to twist slowly in the wind for 10 days until Yom Kippur when their fate is determined. Since you consider your friend to be a tzaddik gemur, not a benedi, so what do you tell them? Shana Tova Tikasei Vesei Chasei. That's something to add. That's something I grew up in. Shnibu. The Alta L'chaim. That's something the Alta L'chaim. Tarim L'shalim. Chasim over there. Adding. That's how I say. Shana Tova Tikasei Vesei Chasei. The Alta L'chaim. Tarim L'shalim. That's how I grew up. The Shnibu. Shnibu are the greatest. Shnibu are fantastic. It's not a problem that some of them exist. But in terms of the Ruach, nothing to match it. You get a guy down for the yom, I know in my experience, my talmidim, I think a camp, and I'm different talmidim, camp down for the yom. Those who grew up in a shtibel, they daven with a, that was a big shul, you know. Not the same feeling. It doesn't matter, what can I do? It's certainly magic that a shtibel has that you can't replicate us. Shiva a little bit. Shtibel is even, something even more. Yes? No, go omit it. Only thing I say. Why? Yes. What question?
Oh. Isn't it an
acceptable
thing
that it's not considered vanity? You make it to yourself a vanity at best. But your friend, it's how it goes. You can't tell your friend, oh yeah, you're a vanity. You should have told me what say, you're a vanity. It's insulting. You tell me you're going to be insulted. I'm about to build a gun there, I'm off. It's a very long story. I can't go into the whole thing right now, but there's a big discussion whether that Gemara tells us that refer to the judgment concerning this world or the judgment concerning the world to come. That's what they're fighting about. Not that I'm wrong, said it's referring to the judgment of this world. And since we're reading our friends concerning this worldly situation, we say the chasim is a chasim, the alto l'chaim tov l'shal. At least the chasim is a chasim. But according to the Vilna Gaon, no. That can refer only to the other worldly matters. To this worldly matters, everybody, whether you be a tzaddik, a rush, or vanity, everybody has only the ksid of Rosh Hashanah and the chasim and Yom Kippur. So it makes no sense according to the Gra to say the chasim is a chasim. It's impossible. Everyone has to wait until Yom Kippur. For this worldly matters. That's what they're fighting about. When are this worldly matters determined? Are they determined with finality of Rosh Hashanah for a tzaddik? Or no? They're determined for everybody on Yom Kippur. It's a big argument, but since I haven't been up there, I don't know how to lose right. It's right. We don't know, we don't know who's right. You follow your custom. Yes? He supports both customs. And the minig is strong, I think it's the same thing. Alright. Now there's a custom next to the Kapukul Pegimel by eating certain food on Rosh Hashanah night. What, for example? All kinds of things. In order to give hints that good things should happen. Right? They used to eat harsi, leek. Shayikarsu sonenu. I should knock out our enemies. You should eat the head of a fish. You should be the roast for the lozana. They used to eat dates, taku sonenu. In Europe they used to eat carrots. They're surely carrots. It's called gezer. Zard in the Talmud. Someone told me that in America, one of the rabbis, what she eats, he used to eat lettuce, raisins, and celery. Lettuce, have a raisin, celery. Why not? Same thing as what they have in the, I wonder if it helps. They asked if they have to do a controlled experiment. See if it helps, they're going to raise the salary. customs of having, he must have heard this before, dip the challah in the honey, dip the apple in the honey, that's bidding a girl. Honey, sweet. What do we say? Rambam already calls the apple in the honey. Believe it, goes back hundreds of years. He say, Tizkade Shalenu Shana Mesuka. Shana Tova Mesuka. And some people don't eat sour foods of Rosh Hashanah. So the pomegranates, they're as many exclusive as the pomegranate. And some don't eat nuts. Two reasons. One, it gains saliva, and it's part of the diet. That's the nigla. And this there is, egos into the gematria of cake. Of course not. Lost by what? Egos is the gematria of chet. Let's figure it out. Egos is how much? Aleph is 1, Gil is 3, that's 4. Vav is 6, that makes 10. And Zion is 17. What's chet? Well, it depends how you spell it. Because there's, leave out the Aleph, 17. That's cheap. But 18, well, I get out of you off by 1 of gematrias. What can I tell you? Bidding is strong, not eating, nothing. Some people will not eat nuts all the way until Yom Kippur, and some won't eat nuts all the way until Hoshana Rabbah. Also, Shtikla Yom Adin. Yes?
Why isn't this considered superstition?
That's a good question. Why will it be superstition? We are commanded in the Torah not to be superstitious. What's on all these things? A very good question. The Torah should talk about it. They say, well, we don't have to believe it anyway. So. You know, the Mishnah Berurah writes all these things in the Siman Tov. And it was obvious at first you'd be very careful in Rosh Hashanah not to get angry. Aside from the terrible avei of getting angry, there should be a Siman Tov. The Yishu said, you should be Sameach Libo, but Tuach Hashem, not angry. You should never get angry, especially these times. You know what the Balei Musa say about this? That's a great part. Egos is the gematria chet, more or less. But don't forget, chet is also the gematria chet. Same guy who won't eat nuts, but he'll yell at his wife and his kids and other walk on the terrible things. Well, you have to eat nuts. Gematria chet. Well, chet is also the gematria chet. The bidding of Tashlim is the next thing to be quoted. You go to the river, the first day of Hashanah, Shabbos went to the second day of Mishnah says, and he somehow you throw away a sin. And when I was a kid, oh, come with big bags, throw away our sins. Because the puzzle is Sashlim, Sulos Yom, Kol Chato Sein, Kol Chato Son, the puzzle says. Now, what's the reason? Another reason to go, because the Medrash says, Avraham Avinu went to the river, up into his neck, to bring the Akeda, and his son tried to walk the river, tried to stop him. And we have the Akeda, Rosh Hashanah, we read about, and that's why we go to the river. You go to the place with this fish, Simon Shalotish, from the Ayan Hara. Fish have no Ayan Hara, fish. Yidgula Rov, the care of Earth. You should be part of your up, you should have a lot of children. So for those people go to, you go to a river with this fish, you can. The problem. Hashtag has become perverted in many communities. I can still tell you, I remember when I was still, before I was married, it was back, well, a long time, and I was living in Kew Gardens Hills, where I grew up, nice place to live, and we used to say Hashtag. I don't think they ever built Kew Gardens Hills. By Flushing Meadow Park, you know the big lake there? No one here Kew Gardens Hills? What kind of place is this? I'm Baruch Hashem, somebody. One person Kew Gardens Hills. You know what Flushing Meadow Park is? Big park. And they come from Kew Gardens Hills, they come from Forest Hills, and they come from Kew Gardens. And it became a social event. I still remember overhearing some teenage kid screaming out to a friend, and I'm trying to pass around a chashlik. Hanukkah! It's the social event of the year! stick in your bar and try to say a passion of it. So some people don't go to Tashkent for Rosh Hashanah. Go the next day when no one's around, or say the second day of the Tzondi Dalia, garnished. If it were up to me, I would cancel Tashkent for a season. I would cancel. Even though River doesn't have such a big social event, they might try to go to a little bit of a different place, get the Hudson River, try to go to the big shul, go to one place, and try to go to a little bit of a different than that. Frankly, I go to Tashkent primarily when my main reason in Tashkent is to take my wife for a walk. I'm afraid to confess it on some tape. No. To take my wife for a walk. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa. To take you, make your wife happy on Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah d'oraisa. It's been a Torah. What's young? Yeah. A walk. She's so tired. This is not a little walk. Two blocks, and the river will come back. Some people say I've got to peck, they have these big things, they carry these big books. I say, three or four books, look, I know by heart, and I only have the mouth, I only have the still, I only have go on it, and I say those two took him, look down, turn around and go back. I don't throw any bread in there, which is a good shadow, I do that or not, you can't feed. Birds on what if my wife doesn't want to go for a walk for whatever reason? So I really would stay home with this rabbi, crazy, born rabbi with a tashkent. So I go, I come right back, and then it's a you can't play with it, but it shouldn't kind of turn into a social event. That's a social event, but then Rosh Hashanah doesn't have time for it. Rosh Hashanah is not a time to make, we don't invite some friends over to our house. We need a place, all right? That's not so much. It's not to go to people's houses on a regular yontif. Appropriate. Even your clothing, the possible says, we didn't rush on during the journey. Or, simple. Now, where these, like, the yontif, whether it's fancy, print, color, Subdued. Then it's a custom not to sleep on Rosh Hashanah. I mean by day. By night, yeah, not by day. The problem. People are so tired that they can't not sleep. They want to have a nap. So, the very famous din called, Mishnah Berurah calls, the Yoshev Batal Ki Yoshedah. The person who's doing nothing is like he's sleeping. So what I do is, I don't go to sleep in bed. No, usually I'm up to Shabbos, it's on the Shabbos, I take a nap, afternoon, I don't do rush. I just sit down in a chair. For the sake, usually I'm so zonked that I have no problem. I fell asleep, it wasn't my fault. I go against the minute, and I go to a bed. You can avoid it, I usually can't. One final point, Ramah writes that davening should last until Chatzos. Once again, Chatzos is not 12 o'clock, Chatzos is about a little before 1. The davening should last until that time. Why? I'll tell you why. Because the Gzar Din, according to the Gemara Avodah Zarah, takes place in the second quarter of the day, which ends, of course, at noon. We don't want guys running around when the Gzar Din is being ordained on high. It should be a shul. It should be daven. So for this reason, they should daven at least until Chatzos. What about on Shabbos? We write, well, on Shabbos, you should start 10 before Chatzos. Why? You can't fast. Can't eat before Chatzos. On Rosh Hashanah, some say you're allowed to fast the whole day, even though we don't accept it, but you're allowed to fast past Chatzos for sure. But Shabbos, you can't. So one year I decided, I was so excited about this Mishnah Berurah, I told him about it, but not early this year. So Shabbos, I didn't speak, can you imagine that? I didn't speak Rosh Hashanah. So we can finish before Chatzos. That night, I said, this can't be. this can't be. All the bodies are all about it. This can't be. So I sweated and I sweated and I sweated. And I found the reason why the mini Yisrael is to go past Chatzos even on Shabbos. I'll tell you the kids what I found. See, there are two reasons and the two different ways of saying why the Davening goes past Chatzos. By two different people, the Marashal and the Maharil. Shlomo Luri was the Marashal. He said, under the water, narrowly on a yacht, if you must finish before Chatzos, but it's not out of fast. But Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to go past Chatzos. Either the Marashal, right, but it's not Shabbos. The Shabbos, you're not allowed to fast. But the Maharil doesn't say that you're allowed to go to Chatzos. The Maharil says, you must go to Chatzos. You should go to Chatzos. And he doesn't tell you about Shabbos. And the reason is, that we have an assumption that when a Yom Tov falls out on a Shabbos, we don't say it's Yom Tov plus Shabbos. Two separate entities which happen to fall out on the same day. No. It's Yom Tov slash Shabbos, dash Shabbos. It's one big kedusha of Yom Tov and Shabbos together. And therefore all the restrictions which exist on a plain Shabbos do not apply to Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, according to the Maharil, you're permitted to fast on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah beyond Chatzos, just to be permitted to fast Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah on a plain day. Because it's a mitzvah, it's an Indian. And everything is a mitzvah to do, then it applies even to Shabbos. It's the Marashal, so it's only if you're permitted to take the mitzvah, if it's not a day, but it's not applying to Shabbos. And according to the Maharil, it's a mitzvah, then it applies even to Shabbos. This, I believe, is the reason why it's permissible and even advisable to go past Chatzos. So that Shabbos, I already promised the Balabat that we weren't going to do it. So I couldn't go back out last minute. But the subsequent years, when it fell out on Shabbos, we dive in the regular time, we go past Chatzos. Okay? We'll stop here. Next week we'll go further and then to Rosh Hashanah, and then we'll start with the